Welcome back here in Drummond at the Dog Pound as the Lady Dogs just fell to the O'Keefe Lady Whippets, who put on a great performance, really coming out, especially in that second half as they were led in scoring tonight by Caitlin Penner, who had almost had a double-double had she played the whole game. She sat most of the first quarter with an injury and ended up sitting most of that fourth quarter as well. But boy, has she improved from a year ago and made them a dangerous, dangerous squad. And she's not alone. Keely Hussey had 13. Madison Smith had 13 in this one. Hannah Swart had 4 in this one. So only 4 scorers there for the only 4 scorers for the Lady Whippets, but double digits from 3 of them as they were able to really pressure defense, really bothering the Drummond Lady Bulldogs. They only had 4 scores of their own. They were tied for the lead in scoring by Emma Spring with 8. Caitlin Bush had 8 as well. Brinley Buchanan with 7. Kate Spring had a couple points and fouled out of this one as well, picking up a technical foul there late. That one doesn't count in terms of the postseason. So that's just a warm-up. Both these squads going to move on. Again, O'Keefe moves to 21-2. Drummond's going to fall to 18-6, and Lady Bulldogs will host their district. They're going to get the winner of Pond Creek, Hunter, and Wacomas on Saturday. And a win or lose, they're going to move on then to the regional. So they could shake this one off and try to get a home win for their seniors here in the district come the end of the week when it really matters. But nice effort there by both squads. Good defensive effort by both squads as at times looked like too many turnovers for Drummond. And really rebounding was what killed him. Penner was big on the boards as O'Keefe out rebounding Lady Whippets, or rebounding Lady Bulldogs by a big number tonight. So O'Keefe comes out with this one. Now we move on to the guys, and the guys are coming in. Neither team ranked, but both teams with some athletes on the floor. O'Keefe is some names you'll recognize from football season. We saw them beat Sharon Mutual in our game of the week. The Whippet boys coming in at 8-13. They are going to come in a little bit as they've basically kind of alternated some wins. They've won 2 of their last 4. They beat Burlington. They're coming off a 62-49 win over Burlington in their last one. So towards the back half, they played a little better basketball. They managed to pick up a few wins, taking down Geary, taking down Burlington. So you will see some athletes, but they do struggle to score the basketball, and they're going to have to come up with some offense tonight. It's a pretty good Drummond Bulldog boys team. They're not ranked, but their record's 18-4, as they are really rolling right now, playing some really good basketball under first-year coach Brady Kokajohn, who's played here. It was one of 2 All-Staters they've ever had at Drummond. So he brings a winning tradition with him here, 14-8 here in his first season. His father, Greg, was the ag teacher principal here. So he knows Drummond basketball. He's passionate about getting this back on the right track. His head coach was Curtis Foster when he was here. He's now at Enid. So knows something about winning. Brent Rousey was here before him, had over 600 wins. Assistant Devin Schaefer was a coach here as well. So a lot of coaching experience to bounce ideas off of here for Coach Kokajohn in his first season. For the O'Keefe Whippets, they're led by Chad Hussey. He's previously at Mangum's Girls, and the boys at Mangum as well as Hooker's Boys. So he's been around. He's 17-27 in his second season here, but really trying to turn the program around here at O'Keefe and get it back to the basketball tradition. They did win a state title at O'Keefe in 2007, but they had 11 appearances. So in the 70s, in the 80s, even 06, 07, well, once a decade they've made a run to state, and he's looking to get them back there again. In his tenure here. Right now, it's going to be tough 8-13. But still, you know, you never know. Postseason, anything can happen. So about 4:17 before we tip it off, we'll come right back. Talk about what you can expect tonight. Talk about the starters and the matchups heading into tonight's game. Don't go anywhere. It's the O'Keefe Whippets and the Drummond Bulldogs coming up after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Did you know that you can pre-qualify online for a home loan with Bank 7 at mortgage.bank7.com? Bank 7 offers a wide range of mortgages suited for all types of borrowers, including USDA rural, VA, and FHA loans, which are great for first-time home buyers. Pre-qualify online at mortgage.bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a mortgage specialist in Woodward today.
Flexible terms available subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. NMLS 677-297.
This is Sean Kelly in the K101 newsroom. Get you some election results, local elections going on, a handful of races and questions that some Northwest Oklahoma voters had for them today in elections. We're going to start off with the Woodward County Commissioner District Number 3 race. Now, this is with 4 of the 6 precincts reporting, 4 of 6 precincts reporting for Woodward County Commissioner District Number 3. Donnie Thorne, 132 votes. Neil Day, 73. That's 64 to 36% for Donnie Thorne. Donnie Thorne leading with 4 of 6 precincts reporting. Woodward County Commissioner, District Number 3. Donnie Thorne leading with 64% of the vote. Forgan Public Schools, they had a proposition for a $700,000 bond issue for roofs. That looks like it's pretty solid. With actually, now this is with all the precincts reporting there for Forgan Public Schools. 95% of the voters voted for the proposition. So that will pass. 101 votes for, 5 votes against for the $700,000 bond issue for Forgan Public Schools to work on their roofs. Custer County had a half-cent sales tax proposition, a continuation of a current half-cent sales tax. That looks like it is going to pass. This with 9 of 13 precincts reporting right now. 84% yes, about 16% no, 658 votes yes, 122% no. Need 60% for, I believe, the sales tax to pass. Right now it's at 84% there for the Custer County sales tax. Chisholm Public Schools had a school board seat open up, office number 2 for Chisholm Public Schools. Right now, with 9 of 12 precincts reporting, Drew Eubank leading with 44% of the vote, and Amy Jeffries, 25%, Mike Long with 22%, and Eric Edwards with 8%. I believe that's going to need, if nobody gets over 50%, they'll have a runoff election between the top 2 vote-getters, I believe, on that. But right now, Drew Eubank leading with 44% of the vote. That's 9 of 12 precincts reporting. And Cimarron Public Schools had another school board seat open up, office number 2 for Cimarron Public Schools. 3 of 6 precincts reporting right now. Shannon Lee leading with 65% of the vote. James Land with 22%, and Gary Noggle Jr. with about 13% of the vote. That's latest election results for you, and we'll try to get you another update here at halftime of this boys' game.
Welcome back here in Drummond, senior night for the Bulldogs as they're going to welcome the O'Keen Whippets. They just saw the O'Keen Lady Whippets, 10th ranked team in Class B, win 44-25 over the Drummond Lady Bulldogs, 19th ranked in Class A. Now it's the guys' turn again. 9 of these teams are ranked, but Drummond's real close, coming in at 18-4. Again, only lost 4, as it has been pretty good basketball down the stretch for the Drummond Bulldog fellas, as they right now have won. They've lost 2 of 4, but they've won 5 of their last 7. So they really dropped a couple tough ones. So a very good Garber team is ranked number 2 right now. And we'll get to your starting lineups here real quickly for O'Keen. Sophomore Briar Roberts, Connor Lager lagging the number 4. Connor's a junior. Kale Shaloy, number 15, the junior. Brody Jenkins, sophomore, number 12, the quarterback on the football team. And Sam Halverson, number 45, the senior. And he's going to be the monster on the boards there for the O'Keen Whippets, as it's going to be up to Drummond to have to box out Halverson. And for Drummond, a couple names you want to know. The freshman Colton Dillingham can really light it up. In fact, when I spoke over to Christian Catt at the Enid radio station, he said when he had these guys in Skelter, he said, scoring machine. He said, this kid's going to be a scoring machine, and Dillingham can really light it up. His partner in crime, Braylon Peters, a sophomore, also averages double digits. Also, Kelton Arnold, the junior, going to start, number 14. Tyler Norris, number 1, the sophomore. And Blake Allen, junior, number 23, going to start for the Drummond Bulldogs. We mentioned boxing out, a key for Drummond. Halverson's a big guy down there. He's the only senior on the floor. He's going to be key to O'Keen. He's got to keep him dialed in. You can't miss him. He's got a big mane of red hair out there, and he'll be the biggest man out there. Good offensive lineman here for the O'Keen Whippets, and now he's going to play in the post. And there's nobody on Drummond that has that kind of size. They're very young. They're sophomores. They're freshmen. They're shaping up to be really good. And Coach Kokajan, in his first season, having an 18-5 with this young team, quite the accomplishment here in year one. So here we go. They're going to tip it up. It's going to be number 21, Braylon Peters, and he's going to go toe-to-toe with Brody Jenkins, a sophomore. And here we go, tipped by O'Keen, back to the Whippets, and they're going to start with the basketball, going right to left in those powder blues, white stripe down the side. Their numbers are a dark, looks like a black there on their numbers, so a little bit different than the ladies' uniforms, but great colors. Drummond going to be in the white with the blue numbers and the gold trim on those letters around Drummond. Drive inside, drive a kick outside for a quick 3 for Lagan. That's going to miss, and it's going to go long, and a rebound by Tyler Norris. Quickly ahead, they take it down the left side. Allen stops, pops off the glass. That won't drop for him, and a rebound by Halverson. Quick trigger there. Good look by Allen. Shot won't drop. Oh, and almost thrown away. They were looking for Halverson. They get it to him. He breaks the press to Jenkins. One-on-one. Stops. Same shot from the same spot. And the left side, that won't drop for him. And a rebound on the backside by Dillingham. Quickly ahead. Baseball pass. Norris corrals it right in the corner, far corner. Gives it back to Peters. Quickly, they give it over to Arnold. Over to Peters. Nowhere to go for him. Man defense here by O'Keen. Peters. He's got Briar Roberts on him. They get it back up to Kelton Arnold. Stops, flips it inside to Allen. Back outside, wide open. Peters for three. That's going to rim out and be tipped around and go out. They're going to call a foul, the first foul of the game. And that's going to be Tyler Norris shoving the back on the rebound. First foul for anybody. And O'Keen gets the basketball scoreless here early in the first quarter. Now Halverson inbounds it. He's going to give it back. He's going to run the point with the big guy. Picks it up. They give it back to him, trying to break the press. Drummond in that full course press. Bounce pass underneath. Almost stolen. It is stolen by Peters. He comes away with it. Quickly to Norris. Corner three. He's open hand in his face. That's going to bounce long and box out. Ball tipped around. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say out on Drummond. It's going to stay here. Or out on O'Keen. I'm sorry. Going to stay here with Drummond. It's going to inbound it underneath the hoop. The Kelton Arnold. A little bit of confusion. Both the refs look at each other. Made sure they got that one right. They're going to loft it in to Dillingham. There's the freshman. He drives inside, forces contact, left side. I think that's going to be a foul on the floor. Looks like a blocking foul here on the Whippets. And that will be tagged to, looks like Jenkins. Yep, that'll be Brody Jenkins first. Drummond good inbound under their own hoop. Lobbed it all the way over to Norris, top of the key. Over to Peters, near side. He picks it up on the right elbow, gives it back to Norris. Norris trying to weave inside, can't find any room. Over to Allen. That battle between Allen and Halverson down low in the paint going to be big tonight. Is Allen giving up a lot of size in there on Halverson? He's going to have a tough task in front of him. Wing, Peters, Jenkins, crossover, or Shaloy's on him. And Peters is cut off. He's going to get called for a travel. Good job by Shaloy moving his feet on defense. Forcing the turnover by Peters. They give it back to O'Keen. Press on here. 1-2-2 action for Drummond, full court. Start this game off. As Coach Kokajan said, his pressure defense is one of the things he prides his team on. Shaloy, spin move in the paint, right side handed. His face went down, came back out again. Good look, shot wouldn't drop. Quickly ahead to Norris. Again, he loves that corner. That time thrown away, though, Kelton Arnold. They've run that a bunch of times to break down that O'Keen defense as Norris goes streaking down that left side towards the corner. That time the pass wouldn't connect. And quickly in the press goes Drummond. Back to Halverson. O'Keen doing a nice job with the press so far. Containing the basketball. Corner, drive. Shaloy comes up shooting. It's going to bounce long. It's going to be rebounded on the backside by Dillingham looking to run. 3-on-1. Dillingham right side. Scoop shot. Oh, up underneath. Wouldn't fall. Allen with the rebound, though. And bounces it back to Dillingham. Good rebound by Blake Allen. Corner, drive. Arnold. Oh, in traffic. And he's going to pick up the foul. Shot won't fall. And he's going to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. That's going to put Kelton Arnold at the line, try to put the first points of the game on there. Sam Halverson's going to pick up foul number one. Very smart play there by the junior. Making sure Halverson picking up that foul. He is big, but he doesn't move those feet sometimes as fast. And Arnold, picking up that first free throw, gets 1 point. As Coach Kokajan said, he's not afraid to play 10. He will go pretty deep tonight. So far, though, no substitutions. Second free throw drops, and Arnold's on the board with two. It's two zip Drummond. Press on. Quickly forward. Goes O'Keen. Picking up the dribble. Shaloy gives it up to Jenkins. Jenkins in the paint. Back outside. Three for Briar Roberts in the corner, and he knocked it down. And the Whippets are in front. 3-2. Under five to play in the first quarter. Wide open look. All set up by the QB. QB1. Brody Jenkins driving and kicking outside. Peters, free throw line, comes up shooting, nice look, took what the defense gave him, Braylon Peters with two, and if he gets going, watch out, he's another one who could score 20, that one thrown away by Halverson, Jenkins cut in towards him, he threw it outside, miscommunication, Coach Hussey's saying, guys got a talk out there, went the wrong way, unforced error, and that, the first one, as O'Keen's done a nice job so far dealing with the press, that's really the first turnover. They've been forced by a good Drummond press. Spin inside. Arnold spins right into the paint and picks up a foul. Nice quick step by Kelton Arnold, who's starting out well here tonight for Drummond. That's going to be the first foul on Briar Roberts. That's three team fouls already on O'Keen. And Arnold's going to go to the free throw line. His team up 4-3. Make it 5-3. And the Drummond guys have been hitting their free throws tonight so far. Well, at least Kelton Arnold has. He's got 3 points. And missed that one. I jinxed him. I apologize to the Arnold family. Now it's going to be picked up on defense. He's going to go instantly into defense to Jenkins and flips it over to Shaloy. Skip pass up, picked off by Dillingham, stepped in the passing lane. He's going to drive forward, 3-on-2, and lost basketball. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. It couldn't handle the pass. He's looking for Arnold on the left side, and Kelton Arnold kind of leaves before he caught the ball. Goes out of bounds, back to O'Keefe, who trail 5-3. Full court pressure on for Drummond. And substitution in the game, and he's got the basketball. Oop, no, never mind. That's Connor Lagan still out there. It's Lagan. Corner to Roberts. Roberts drives inside. Almost poked away from behind, but they're going to tag. Arnold tried to do the thing where he reached around from behind and poked it away. And Kelton's going to pick up his first foul. That'll be the second team foul on Drummond. It looks like we got another sideline inbounds pass. They're going to say they tried to take it out of the baseline. Jenkins going to have to come back and get it. Flips it in to Roberts. Hit a three there earlier, so they close out on him. Drummond back in. Looks like a zone, 2-3 zone here for Drummond from the half court. Loft shot inside by Lagan with a floater. It won't fall. Rebound right there is Tyler Norris. Norris now to the corner. Gives it up to Peters. Peters now to over in the corner. Now they got a quick three by Dillingham in the far corner, and he knocks it down. And Colton Dillingham with three. It's an 8-3 Drummond. And both are leading scorers now for the Bulldogs on the board. Jenkins forces the issue mid-post. Comes up shooting, comes up short, and a rebound. Braylon Peters in the backside. Peters head up, looking down the floor, surveys, kicks it outside to Arnold. Arnold drives in, cut off, spins into traffic, and just gets it off to Blake Allen before he lost the basketball. Now Tyler Norris, a mismatch on him. He's got Halverson. He can take him. He crossed over. He backs off. Didn't want to go around the big guy. Free throw line, Peters. He's going to try to roll one in, but a rebound on Halverson on the box out. And 8-3, the score remains. Lagan taking it over. Cut off by Peters. He's really trying to get it forward to Shaloy and just can't get it there. And it's going to be a turnover. Oh, Kokajohn was calling timeout, and he finally gets one. So 8-3, the score in the first quarter. 2:52 to go. Drummond leads O'Keefe. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Welcome back. Here's Garfield County. Home team leads 8-3. Drummond over O'Keefe, 2:51 to go in the first quarter. There's a timeout there called. The first timeout of the game by Coach Kokajohn. And quickly to Tyler Norris, who he's yelling at during that timeout. And he came around and showed Coach what his efforts were for. Came around and picked up a quick three coming off that wing, right off that timeout. Nice play there by Coach Kokajohn to Tyler Norris after he got done giving him an earful. Crossover, Halverson showing the moves. Comes up shooting with a soft touch. The big guy didn't know he had that in his arsenal. 11-5 the score. Drummond in front. Peters driving kick outside to Dillingham. Now over to Norris. Shows ball, drives mid-post. Blake Allen long two, just inside the three-point line and hits it. And he's on the board with two. Substitutions getting ready to come in for the Whippets. Press on here for the Bulldogs. Jenkins ahead to Logan. Halverson, they cross the timeline. They get it over. Whippets have done a nice job not turning it over on that Drummond press. Jenkins, drive outside to Roberts. In the corner. Shaloy. Gives it up to Jenkins. Now a quick three by Roberts. Other corner. It's going to bounce high and skying for that rebound is Kelton Arnold. 13-5 score remains, minute 40 to go in the quarter. Peters drives, stopped at the free throw line. He's closed out. They get over to Allen. Another long two, this time on the right side. That won't drop. Tipped around and knocked out of bounds. Going to go back to the Whippets. Score remains 13-5 and a whole lot of substitutions come in for O'Keefe. Looks like Austin King is going to come in this game. Carson Osterhout is also going to enter it. And looks like number 23, Levi Smith for O'Keefe here with a minute 30 to go in the quarter. Shaloy staying out there with Jenkins. And they're going to play catch. Shaloy drives. He's cut off. Almost lost the basketball. Trying to get it back and tracks it down. Flips it ahead and finally grabbed by Austin King. And he's going to pick up a foul. Dillingham went for the steal. And a little too late. He's going to pick up foul number one for Colton. It's a minute 17 to go in the first quarter. Third team foul for the Bulldogs. Both teams with three right now. Jenkins going to inbound it on the far sideline. Slaps the ball. Gets it now in to Shaloy. Shaloy handed it back to Brody Jenkins. Over ahead now to Osterhout. Inside to Jenkins. Left elbow. Tried to make the extra pass. Stolen away. Norris got a hand on it. Goes to Dillingham. Tried to beat everybody down. Tried to force the issue and does. Picks up the foul. Trying to take it to the rack. And Dillingham just trying to beat everybody down. That foul will be tagged to Shaloy. And it's going to be his first, team's fourth. Or rather, that's his second on Shaloy. I'm sorry. He's got two. It's going to put Norris at the free throw line. We got some guys checking in. Looks like Caden Ehart, and we got some. There was some confusion. Coach Kokajan brought Norris out and brought in Ehart. He's going to loft it ahead and get the basketball in. Now Austin Longpine's in there, the sophomore. Peters with the basketball back outside. Long three. Dillingham, and he hit it, fading away. Tough shot. And he's got six. It's 16-5 with 50 seconds to go after a little confusion. They thought it was going to be a shooting foul. It wasn't. Drummond maintained possession, and it worked out for him. Drive. Austin King. Right hand. Nobody stopped him, and he took it to the rack on the right side. A little bit of confusion defensively for Drummond. And a big bucket there for O'Keefe. Makes it 16-7. Peters, wing three. And he knocked it down again, and they're going to have to close out on the shooters. Peters and Dillingham starting to feel it. 19-7, 22 seconds to go. Jenkins, free throw line now. Over to King. Austin King picks up his dribble. Bounces it over to Jenkins. Looking in the post for Levi Smith. He's going to drive it out. Left hand off the glass. Won't drop for him. Smith tries to keep it alive. Peters comes up with it. It's a one on two. Takes it inside. Stops, pops before the contact. Comes up short. Fight for the rebound. And O'Keefe grabs it. Jenkins quickly ahead. And that will do it for the first quarter as they run out of time to get the shot off. After one, it's 19-7. Drummond leads O'Keefe. Back with the second quarter after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Did you know that you can pre-qualify online for a home loan with Bank 7 at mortgage.bank7.com? Bank 7 offers a wide range of mortgages suited for all types of borrowers, including USDA rural, VA, and FHA loans, which are great for first-time home buyers. Pre-qualify online at mortgage.bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a mortgage specialist in Woodward today.
Flexible terms available subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender and MLS 677297.
You always had it in you.
She was screaming and crying. We didn't know how to help her.
To fight monsters and win.
Every day, thousands of kids like Gwen enter a Children's Miracle Network hospital, many fighting for their lives. It doesn't take much to lend support for kids at your local Children's Miracle Network hospital.
This isn't just an ear infection. This is our daughter, and we didn't know how to help her.
For ways to help, visit us at helpkidstoday.org. Helpkidstoday.org.
Back here in Drummond, Bulldogs lead 19-7. They've only trailed in the opening few minutes of the game, and as ever since then, they've crapped front. They've taken a big lead, and Dillingham with a long three won't go. That time, heat check there for the freshman. Rebound backside, Levi Smith. He gives it up to Jenkins. Hesitation dribble, picked it over to the corner. Briar Roberts had that opening three that gave O'Keefe the lead. Since then, it's been all Bulldogs. Jump stop. Austin King in the paint's going to have to get rid of it. He rifles it over to Smith and throws it away. And a turnover there. Bulldog defense pressure forcing one. Now they're going to inbound it. Some of the girls' scores from the area. Lomega beat Pond Creek Hunter 83-30 tonight. Buffalo beat Winoka 43-32. Rapahoe Butler all over Leedy 62-32. Big scores. Arnett 49-30 over Eric. And those Lady Whippets, they're going to have to run into those Lady Wildcats at some point, more than likely, in the postseason. That'll be a good matchup. Crossover in the paint. Left hand and taking it to the rack is Longpine. He's going to pick up a foul for his trouble. That foul is going to be tagged to Carson Osterhout. It'll be the 15th foul. And that will put Longpine at the free throw line. The sophomore going to shoot a couple. First one rolls out on him. Probably the smallest guy on the floor right now. It'll be between Longpine and Briar Roberts in terms of the shortest guys out there. Second one for Austin rolls in. He's on the board with one, 20-7 the score. All Drummond Bulldogs. Jenkins crossing that timeline, surveys the floor, throws it up ahead. And on the ground and on the floor, they're going to call a double dribble on Osterhout, who is looking for a teammate to throw it to and kind of forgot to take the basketball with him. Picks up a double dribble for his effort. And Lagan's going to get ready to check in this basketball game here at the next substitution. 20-7 the score. Drummond in front. They've got the ball again going left to right here. Allen, driving the right side. That won't drop. Connor Mack in the basketball game. And Mack gives it back up to Ehart. Back out to three. That was going to miss everything for Longpine. Rebound backside, though. Put back up and in. Caden Ehart got a couple. And Coach Hussey wants a timeout. 22-7. All Drummond so far in this one. 6:32 to go in the first half. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back here in Drummond, Bulldogs lead the Whippets 22-7, and some other Class A girls scores. Sealing, who is a juggernaut, has taken down a ranked top 10 2A team in Watonga 74-49 tonight. So they continue to just steamroll everybody in their path. The Sealing Lady Cats are a legit title contender here, if you ever doubted it to begin with. And they're all sophomores and freshmen. And that's going to be an over and back by 10-second call. Thought they were going to get him, put his foot on that line. Instead, 10-second call on Halverson. As that's the first time that press for Drummond has really bothered O'Keen. They haven't really turned it over much. Still 22-7 defensively, having a hard time stopping some of these scores here. For Drummond is playing a lot of guys tonight. Connor Mack in that game, he gives it back over to Longpine. Into the post, right hand. Ehart off the glass, won't fall, tipped around, and a rebound backside by Briar Roberts. Back come the Whippets. Roberts looking up, bounce pass up underneath. He connects with King underneath, and he's going to pick up a foul. Great pass by Roberts underneath the post, and that will put Austin King at the free throw line. That foul will be tagged to Connor Mack. That is his first 14th foul for Drummond. Oop, Tyler Norris was trying to run on the floor very quickly and check in, but they're saying you can't do that quite yet, son. He's going to go back and stand by his coach. Free throws now. And almost got it to stay down. Austin King, look of disgust on his face. Now Peter's going to take a well-deserved rest here. Braylon Peter's going to sit down. Tyler Norris going to come in the game for Drummond. Second free throw up coming for Austin King, and he rolls it out. It hit every part of the rim, didn't go. Rebound Ehart. Quickly forward to Longpine. Crossover. Back to Ehart. Thought about a long two, said no. Dropped it back off to Dillingham. Dillingham stopping from the elbow, popping and dropping. Colton Dillingham. And he can get buckets from everywhere, this freshman. And Peter's only a sophomore as well, so Grumman set up, and that's stolen away by Dillingham, showing the ups. Get a pick off that pass with long arms. Tries to get it ahead to Norris, so almost tries to save it, just flips it back inside. Pass was too far in front of him. Coach Hussey calls a timeout to save the possession, and we'll take it with him. 5:25 to go in the half. 24-7, Drummond leads O'Keen. We'll be back on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
Welcome back here in Drummond, 24-7. Bulldogs lead the O'Keen Whippets, 5:25 to go in the half. O'Keen with the basketball, and Lagan's going to have it. It's going to be guarded by Norris, and he gets it quickly over. Picks up his dribble after he crosses the timeline, hands it off to Austin King. Trapped in the near side. They get it back to Jenkins. Jenkins sets up. Back to Halverson. Pass to the wing. Drive. King in the paint. Back outside Lagan. Shows ball. Jump stop inside, and he's going to get fouled, and they're going to give him two shots here. Nice attacking effort there Good job off the timeout by Coach Hussey setting up a play. And that's going to put Lagan at the free throw line to shoot a couple. That foul will be tagged to Connor Mack. 5:04 to go in the half. And Mack up and down, Lagan up and down for one. Another substitution. Mack's going to take a seat with two fouls. They're going to bring Blake Allen back in. And another free throw coming here for Connor Lagan. He eyes it up. He measures it, misses the second one. Good box out by Allen. They're going to get foul called on Brody Jenkins. And Brody will pick up, looks like foul, I'm saying number one, first foul on him. I had him for two. Yep, that is number two. They gave him two. And it isn't Jenkins. It is two on Shaloy. Kale Shaloy gets called for that. So Jenkins is going to dodge. He's got one. Crossover inside. Arnold, right hand off the glass. Nice move by Arnold. He's got five and a nice game so far for number 14. Makes it 26-8. Drummond's starting to run away with this one. 4:44 to go. Jenkins back outside. That's Shaloy. Corner. King shows ball. Nowhere to go. He's cut off down to the mid post. Picks it up. 2-3 zone again for Drummond. Jenkins dribbles all the way back to the far side of it and flips it back to Roberts. Over to Jenkins. Three. Wing three. Brody Jenkins bounces high. Halverson skies in for the rebound. Grabs it and takes his big paws up. Tries to drop it in. Misses the second one. King gets the rebound. He takes it up. He misses that one. Ball's tipped around. Halverson comes away with it. He takes one dribble. Back outside. King three. Corner. That's not going to go. And a rebound. Tyler Norris. Norris crossing over. Crossing that timeline. Gets fairly quickly head down to the far corner to Allen. Flips it right back to Norris. Norris long pine. Man defense here by O'Keefe. And a drive inside by Ehart. Flips it back to long pine. To Kelton Arnold. A long three that time. That's going to bounce over the top of the backboard. Ehart upset with himself there as it bounced over everything off the miss. And that's going to go back to the Whippets, who trail 26-8. Couple substitutions now. Ehart comes out. Peters comes in. Long pine's coming out of here. So it'll be Norris, it'll be Dillingham, it'll be Peters, it'll be Arnold, and it looks like Blake Allen, starters back in for the Bulldogs. Pressure quickly broken by O'Keefe. Another nice job. Drive inside. Shaloy with a little floater in the paint. Whoa, just won't drop for him. Good look, right idea. Shot wouldn't fall. Dillingham with the board. Dillingham forcing the issue, taking it to the rack and in. And you got to beat him back with that quick first step. He's got 10. And what a nice looking player he is. For the Drummond Bulldogs. Quickly ahead. Elbow. Turn. Shoot. Right side. Shaloy. That won't drop. Nice box out by Peters. It gets the board. 28-8. His team up 23. 15 to go in the half. Norris grabs it in the corner. He loves that corner. They flip it back to Dillingham. Wing three. Bounces right back to Peters off the high rebound. And a bad miss. Brick comes right back to Peters, who grabs it. Now he's going to drive into the paint. Flips it back inside. Into the post and score off the left side for Blake Allen on the assist by Peters. 30-8 is the score. 2:53 to go here in the half. Drummond leads O'Keefe. Jenkins picking up his dribble. Halverson cutting inside. He stops. Oh, and he gets fouled on the follow-through. Dillingham had all ball, but he followed through with that arm and tagged him in the head. Well, they're going to say before the shot. Somehow they tagged Blake Allen with that. I thought Dillingham was going to get charged with a foul. Said they give it to Allen, and they're going to give two shots to Halverson. So a little interesting. And Coach Hussey's really laying into his team right now. Halverson's going to be at the free throw line. Sam's going to shoot a couple. He's trying to cut this thing to 20. First thing is going to be a lane violation. Looked like Arnold jumped a little soon. Everybody's coming back down now. He's going to get another crack at this one. Missed the first one. 16 fouls, by the way. For both squads. One more, it's 1-1 the rest of the way for both of them, but Sam Halverson's going to get another one here after missing that first one. 45 eyes it up, looks it up, and drops it down. And he's got three, and now we're going to get a substitution for O'Keefe. Back in comes Levi Smith, can play down in that post. And Longpine's going to enter the game for Norris right now for Drummond. And Norris going to take a seat. 2:45 to go here in the half, 30-9. Bulldogs have led almost from the beginning. They trailed early, or briefly, 3-2, and that's been it. Down the wing for the other corner, or for the elbow, I'm sorry, the right elbow for Peters, and he rolls it in, hit every part of the rim and the backboard and came down for him, and he's got 7, 32-9, 2:25 to go. Crossover by Austin King, trying to force his way down to that block, flips it back, one dribble, jump stop, oh, and a hard foul by Allen as they were trying to, Levi Smith trying to take it into the paint. Looks like Blake Allen's going to get tagged with another one, and that, I believe, is 2 on him. It is. 17 foul. It's a shooting foul. Now Smith's going to go to the free throw line, trying to get some much-needed points, and that one's going to rim out. More substitutions for Drummond. As Coach Kokajan said, he played a lot of guys. He wasn't lying. That's going to be Connor Mack. Cade Niehart coming right back in for Allen and Peters. Free throw upcoming again. Rims out, and a rebound by Ehart. He gives it up to Long Pine. Long Pine forward. Arnold drives into the paint. Back outside. Long three in the outside. That's not going to drop for Ehart. Fight for the rebound. Coming away with it. Dillingham and scores. No one boxed him out. He charged that ball. Picked it up for 2. It's 34-9. It's all Bulldogs so far. Bounce pass. Paint. Well, blocked. Oh, they're going to tag him with a foul. They're looking downside for Shaloy. And Dillingham, again, it's the follow through that gets him. He got a clean block, but he's swatting forward with that arm. That's going to be foul number 2. Got away with one earlier. This time he gets tagged for it. Free throws for Shaloy. Finally gets it to drop, and the scoring drought ends for O'Keefe. It's 34-10. Dillingham's now going to come out. They're going to bring in Aiden Jackson, the sophomore, getting his first action tonight. Second free throw for Shaloy, and that drops. He's got 2. 34-11 the score. Drummond in front. 1:53 to go here and a half. Crossing that timeline's Long Pine. Drive free throw line. Kick back out to that corner. And back to Long Pine. Got it over to Arnold. Now they give it to Ehart. Hands it off. Curl around. Kick back out to Arnold. Thought about it. Said no. 1:33 to go in the half. And looking inside and picked off that time by Austin King. Flips it forward to Roberts, who lost the basketball. Oh, and almost grabbed. And Connor Mack couldn't handle it. He was trying to look back down the floor and start a fast break. Is it two quick turnovers by both squads? And the ball goes back to O'Keefe. It's going to be inbounded by Jenkins on the baseline right in front of the D for Drummond. And looking in, out to the corner. King, wing three, near side. That's going to bounce short and fight for the rebound and ball on the ground. No call. Coach Kokajan didn't like that. Looked like Jenkins came over the back, and they're going to call it jump ball. It's going to stay here with O'Keefe. A lot of contact, bodies on the ground, but clean. Outside, Austin King on the wing. Right back to Jenkins, corner three. This time near side, and Brody Jenkins got it to fall. His first three of the game at 34-14 with a minute 12 to go. O'Keefe, nice couple of minutes here, trying to stay alive in this one. Elder Arnold, mid-post, flips it back to Long Pine. Long Pine dribbling around the perimeter, looking for a teammate. Good defense there. Everybody face guarding the cutters. Man defense here for O'Keefe. Arnold gives it over to Long Pine. 52 seconds. It looks like Drummond trying to hold on to this basketball. Ooh, almost unforced error there. Ehart dribbling around. Flips it mid-post. Mack back to Ehart. He shows ball into the paint. Back outside. 3, Long Pine wing. That's going to bounce long. Fight for the rebound. Oh, it's skying inside to grab it. It's Arnold. It flips it back to Ehart. It gives it right back to Arnold. Nice save by Kelton Arnold. He's had a nice game tonight. Now into the paint. Right block. Cut off, nowhere to go for Mack. He flips it back out to Long Pine. He's cut off and has to fling it back to the perimeter. 20 seconds to shoot for the Bulldogs with a 20-point lead. Now they're going to try to play for the last shot. 16 seconds. Crossover Arnold's got Jenkins on him. Back to Ehart. Thought about it. He's got 10 seconds to shoot. Now into the post. Long Pine right off the glass end. Altered by Smith. Jenkins with the rebound. 4 to shoot. 3 to shoot. Quickly ahead. King. 2-1. He's got to fire it up from the wing for 3. That won't count. And at the half, it's all Bulldogs on senior night. 34-14, they lead O'Keefe. Back with halftime in the second half right after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Did you know that you can pre-qualify online for a home loan with Bank 7 at mortgage.bank7.com? Bank 7 offers a wide range of mortgages suited for all types of borrowers, including USDA rural, VA, and FHA loans, which are great for first-time home buyers. Pre-qualify online at mortgage.bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a mortgage specialist in Woodward today.
Flexible terms available subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. NMLS 677-297.
This is Sean Kelly in the K101 Newsroom. Get you updated on a few elections going on in Northwest Oklahoma. It's local election day, and we're going to start off with the Woodward County Commissioner District Number 3, the unexpired term, with 100% of the precincts reporting, 6 of 6 precincts reporting. Donnie Thorne looks like to be the winner, 63% of the vote, about 64% of the vote. Neil Day, 36% of the vote, 295 votes for Donnie Thorne. Neil Day receiving 167. Donnie Thorne will fill the unexpired term for Woodward County Commissioner District 3. Forgan Public Schools, also with all the precincts reporting, they had a bond issue of $700,000 for roof repairs. That passed easily, 95% of the vote, 101 votes for, 5 votes against, 95%. So that bond issue for Forgan Public Schools passing easily. Let's see. Custer County had a half-cent sales tax continuation proposition that looks to have passed easily with all precincts reporting. 967 votes for, 171 votes against. So that's 85% for the proposition. That passing easily as well. Chisholm Public Schools, with 11 of 12 precincts reporting, there are 4 candidates for the public office number 2 school board seat. And it looks like there's going to need to be a runoff. Right now, Drew Eubank leading 37.5% of the vote. Mike Long is in second with 27.3. Amy Jeffries in third with 26.02. And then Eric Edwards at 9.18%. So it looks like it'll be a runoff. Probably Drew Eubank, with although there's still one precinct yet to report. But two of those top three will go onto a runoff election there at the Chisholm Public Schools school board seat. Cimarron Public Schools, also a school board seat up for election. That looks like with 5 of 6 precincts reporting right now, Shannon Lee leading with 57, almost 58% of the vote. If that holds, if she stays above 50%, she will be the winner there with the Cimarron Public Schools school board seat that's up for election. Gary Noggle Jr. at 22%, James Lamb at 20%. Once again, looks like Donnie Thorne, the winner of the Woodward County Commissioner District Number 3 race. He received 64% of the vote to Neil Day's 36% of the vote. We'll have complete results tomorrow morning with the K101 Morning Show for the election coverage.
Back here in Garfield County at the half, 34-14. The home team, Drummond Bulldogs, lead the O'Keen Whippets after earlier the girls' game, 44-25. O'Keen took down Drummond a little early. And right now it's the boys' turn, and your leading scorer so far is, first I want to say congratulations to Donnie Thorne and to Forgan getting a new roof. That's always exciting. So a lot of good stuff happened here election night on the early election. But here we got basketball, and it starts with the Drummond Bulldogs, not the Forgan Bulldogs. Drummond Bulldogs leading at the half, and Colton Dillingham's been impressive with 12 already, and he hasn't really played that many minutes tonight. Really made his presence felt. Braylon Peters with 7, Kelton Arnold with 5, and a nice night for him so far. Blake Allen with 4, Tyler Norris with 3. Also off the bench, Austin Longpine has 1. Caden Ehart has a couple points as well as Coach Kukajan digging into that bench and getting some production from everywhere for his young Bulldogs. O'Keen Young as well. They're getting scoring. Everyone's got a bucket, but no one's really scored a bunch of buckets. Sam Halverson has 3, and Brody Jenkins have 3, as well as Briar Roberts has 3 on a 3. Connor Lagan has 1, and Kale Shaloy with 2 on a couple foul shots, and also Austin King with 2 points, and that is all the scoring for O'Keen, who's going to have to figure out where the buckets are going to come from here in the second half. Again, they go deep as well. They played a lot of guys. So neither team really in foul trouble. Really, it's just that 20-point deficit. O'Keen's going to have to figure out how to claw back in. They're going to have to start hitting some shots here in the second half, start forcing some turnovers here for Drummond. And you got to figure out where Dillingham is, because he can kill you. You're going to have to take him, find a way to take him out of the game in the second half if they want to come back into it. 4:46 to go before we tip it off. Also, some scores we want to update you on. In a weird score, Timberlake and Pioneer, it's 12-0 at the half. So a bit of a baseball score going on there in Timberlake. Right now, a ceiling in Watonga, a dogfight and a good one, 33-29 in the second quarter. Two real good boys teams there. Of course, Watonga 2A. Cashin out in Cashin, they're a state title contender as well. 36-19, they lead Okarchee. And that is a real good squad Coach Hardaway has there in Cashin. Looks like some other scores roll. Omega leads Pond Creek Hunter 37-15 on the guys' side. The girls destroyed Pond Creek Hunter a little bit earlier today, a little bit earlier in the day, or actually right before this game, so not too far earlier, but right before. Looks like in Class B, some other scores on the guys' side at the Aldis, usually at the half or right around the half. As we mentioned, that low mega score, but looks like Hinton's up, or Lukeba Sickles up on Hinton 30-28 right now. Not too many other ones on the guy side. Arapaho Butler, Leedy have no score. There we go. Buffalo's up on Winoka 27-21 currently. And that is looks like about it on the B side. Hooker's playing Beaver tonight, but no score there. That will be a tough one there for the Dusters if they pull that. Also, Forgan and Laverne playing currently. No score updates on that one. So, but we got a good one here. 34-14. Stick around. We'll come back in the second half. See if the Whippets can make it a game here and claw back in this thing. Right now, Drummond leads on senior night 34-14. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Right now, the forgotten poor are waiting, waiting for Mercy Ships and you. Mercy Ships is the largest floating civilian hospital in the world with volunteer medical staff and crew. And now with our newest state-of-the-art hospital ship, Mercy Ships will double our ability to reach children and adults who need us now. Together, we are bringing a wave of hope and healing to those who need it most. To learn more, go to mercyships.org today.
Welcome back here in Drummond. Senior night, although there aren't any seniors on the basketball team, but they are playing really well. 34-14, the score right now at the half after a 15-7. Second quarter back by a 19-7 first quarter by the Bulldogs. A lot of that led by the scoring of Colton Dillingham has been fantastic with 12. And Kelton Arnold has only got 5 points, but really making his presence felt out there as well. Braylon Peters with 7, a quiet 7, but 7 nonetheless, a very efficient 7 points there. So nice looking young team here in Drummond for Coach Kokajon. This is going to be a squad you can expect to see. A lot of these guys are sophomores and freshmen. So a lot of these players will be back. Now, this isn't the last home game, even though it's senior night and there's not any seniors. This the district will be hosted by Drummond, as we mentioned, with the girls. Pond Creek Hunter and Wacomas Winter will play these Bulldogs for both the boys and the girls. District play when that kicks off on a Friday, really. But neither of these teams will play Friday. They'll play on Saturday, but the district will kick off on Friday here in Drummond with Pond Creek Hunter and Wacomas. And O'Keen, they've got to win one to move on. They got to open with Geary. And if they win, they'll get Sweetwater and Mountain View Godibo's winner. And that game will be hosted by a ranked Mountain View Godibo squad. Dillingham coming out shooting in the second half. That one's going to come in and out. Fight for the rebound. And Arnold on the floor to grab it. And O'Keen goes down and get it. And Robert saved it. Baseball pass. Halverson down to the other side. Quick left hand. Shaloy missed the lay-in. Rebound by Dillingham. Quickly to Norris, and back come the Bulldogs. Fast over to Peters. Corner three, hand in his face, and he's going to get fouled. Oh, Halverson tried to box him out. It's getting called as the miss on Peters missed the shot. Halverson turned around and backed. He weighs about 2 of Braylon Peters and knocked him back into the sideline. And that'll be the first foul. That'll be, I think, the second team foul. Or second foul on Sam Halverson. First team foul on O'Keen. Inbounded under the hoop now by Arnold. Peters on the wing. He drives into the elbow. Back outside to Norris. And they swing it around and back to the top of the key. And Peters, and they reset. Man defense here by O'Keen. Again, they're flip-flopping sides. Drummond going right to left in the white with the blue numbers and the gold trim. And now over the far side to Arnold. O'Keen going to be in those powder blues, black numbers, white accent down the side, white stripe down the side. Crossover, Peters, nice move. Floater, right to hand, won't go. Rebound underneath the hoop by Allen, gets the put back up and in. And Blake Allen with six, 36-14. Right now, Drummond winning the battle of the boards. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Been all Bulldogs in this one. Drive, jump stop, lagging, takes it in paint, contested Jenkins, backside rebound, and a putback wide open. Good drop for him, missed everything on it, and a point-blank look for Jenkins. Dillingham hesitates, goes right, and gets shoved out of bounds, misses the shot. Got a lot of contact there. O'Keen coming out with a little more physicality to start this half. And I think that foul going to be tagged to Shaloy. That is three now on Cale Shaloy. It's going to put Dillingham at the free throw line. And we mentioned at the half, you got to try to make someone else beat you. That time, they're really looking to foul Dillingham before he could get any kind of look. And now Lagan's going to come out. Shaloy's going to come out. They're going to bring in Austin King and Levi Smith for the Whippets. Another free throw upcoming here for number 11. Dillingham eyes it up and rolls it through. And Colton's got 13. Well, 6:42 to go. It's 37-14. All Bulldogs so far in this one. Jenkins now the corner. Bounce pass into the paint. Nice pass up under to Halverson. It gets fouled and gets the bucket. And Halverson coming fired up. Another great pass by Briar Roberts from the perimeter. That'll be the first team foul on Drummond. Sam Halverson gets his fifth point. That'll be the third foul on Blake Allen. So he's in a little bit of foul trouble here with 6:31 to go in the third quarter. Free throw won't drop, though, for big Sam Halverson. Roberts now gives it back to Dillingham on the wing. And picks up that drip top of the key, other corner. Drive, baseline. Dillingham knifes his way inside and takes it to the rack and scores, showing that quick first step. And he's got some long limbs, and he's pretty skinny. When he starts to fill out and get some weight on him, boy, is he going to be dangerous. He already is, and he's and that one now thrown away by O'Keen. They throw it in the backcourt, but tipped by Drummond. Nope, they're going to say over and back. Not tipped by Drummond. And that will be another turnover from Briar Roberts trying to track it down. Couldn't get there in time, and now he's going to come out, and they're going to bring in Carson Osterhout. Inbounded now by the Bulldogs. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, 39-16. Drummond in front. Looking for Dillingham again. It comes around two screens and a moving screen, and that's going to be one more, and that's going to be four on Allen, I believe. Second team foul. And Blake Allen trying to get a little too much movement. He's going to have to come out of here, and he is. Looks like Connor Mack going to check in at the next dead ball, so Allen got to be careful here in this last 5:47 of the third quarter not to pick up that foul. Drop inside. Nice pass up underneath, and a miss by Levi Smith, but a rebound, a putback, and a foul by Jenkins. That time he hit it. Nobody boxed him out, and that foul will be five on Allen. I think he just fouled out. And we'll see. So Allen, who couldn't foul, in the last, all he had to do was make it to the substitution, picked up foul number five, and Blake Allen fouls out with 6 points and 5:41 to go in the third quarter. Jenkins now at the free throw line for the and one opportunity, and he hit it. And now Brody's got six. 39-19. They've cut it back to 20. Have the Whippets. 5:35 to go in the third quarter. A crazy sequence there. All Allen had to do was hold on. A shot fake. Now Norris comes back underneath, and he hit it. Got everybody off their feet at the right elbow, showing a lot of patience. Nice move there by the sophomore. He's playing with two different color shoes on. He's got a yellow shoe and a blue shoe. It's an interesting choice. Drive left baseline. I wonder if they're the same shoe. Now a three by Jenkins is all of a sudden caught fire. Brody's got nine. Makes it 41-22. Back to Norris on the corner. To the wing, Arnold, now to the far wing. Dillingham drives, gets a screen. Oh, body's on the ground, off the screen, and that shot won't count because it happened before the shot. That will be foul on Jenkins, and that will be number two, I believe, and it is. That'll be the third team foul. Going to be inbounded underneath by Drummond. very close to being a moving screen again. Bounce pass, paint, Peters, right block, has to kick it back out. He's double-teamed, back to Arnold. Arnold drives to the right elbow, gives it back to Peters. He goes baseline, fade away. That shot won't drop for him. Tipped out of bounds, and I think that's out on Norris. And nope, they're going to say it went off an O'Keen Whippet. So Norris' hand hit it, but I think it must have hit a Whippet on its way out of bounds. Stays here with the Bulldogs. Arnold inbounds. Norris, far corner, fade away. Three, and he knocked it down. Tyler Norris with six. 44-22, and every time the Whippets get a little momentum, Drummond just saps it from them. And now a crossover Jenkins, right side. Move to Osterhout, back to Brody Jenkins. Top of the key, far side now. They change directions. Halverson jumps up to that high post. They give it over to Osterhout, looking in the low post now again for Halverson. It's a high-low post game. They get it to Smith, and he loses the basketball, but tipped out of bounds. That's going to go off the hands of Connor Mack and stay with O'Keen. Be inbounded underneath the hoop by Jenkins. His team trailing 44-22, 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Into Halverson, long two, showing the touch. Big Sam Halverson's got seven. Cuts it to 20 again, 4:15 to go. Offense coming alive here. Quick three, Norris wing, bounces high. And Smith on the backside tries to grab the rebound. It's knocked out of bounds from behind him. It was either off on one of two, either Peters or on Connor Mack. Now Norris is going to come out of the game. Ehart's going to come into it for Drummond. And Smith's going to inbound it. Is O'Keen going big again, leaving the two big guys. Smith, the tall one. Halverson, the wide one in there for O'Keen. Almost over and back. Halverson's got to track it down. But, Arnold went for the steal. Halverson's got it, but he's got to get it over. And he's got to get it over fast. But Coach Hussey calls a timeout just in time and saves the possession. So with 3:55 to go in the third quarter, 44-24 the score. Drummond leads O'Keen. We'll be back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Did you know that you can pre-qualify online for a home loan with Bank 7 at mortgage.bank7.com? Bank 7 offers a wide range of mortgages suited for all types of borrowers, including USDA rural, VA, and FHA loans, which are great for first-time home buyers. Pre-qualify online at mortgage.bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a mortgage specialist in Woodward today.
Flexible terms available subject to credit approval, equal housing lender, and MLS 677-297.
Back in Drummond, 44-24, a 20-point lead for the Bulldogs. But a much better third quarter for the Whippets, who have managed to trade blows a little bit here in this third quarter, as it looked like Drummond was starting to run away with it after that first half. But now O'Keen's managed to find some offense, although they're down to only two timeouts left in the rest of the way, 3:55 to go in the third quarter. Jenkins going to take the inbound across that timeline. O'Keen, be a big bucket here. They could get it closer than they have in a while if they can get it inside 20. Down the post. Smith tries to get it to the other post. Poked away. Good defense by Drummond. Peters on the run. He's got a one on three, and he wisely pulls it back up. Nice job there. Back to Ehart. Thought about a three. Gives it the corner to Arnold. Looking into the post to Mack. Says no. Back to Dillingham. Dillingham's got Jenkins on him. He's going to set up the offense. There's a stack at the free throw line. Everybody breaks out. They get it to Peters, far corner. He drives into the elbow, changes direction, goes back outside, goes for the floater inside, hand in his face. Shot won't drop. Mack with the rebound, put back, won't fall. Peters with the rebound. Nice job there by Drummond on the boards. Ehart, three, top of the key, in and out. Halverson this time swallows it up, and they're not taking it from him. As they're going to get, it looks like a, see what they call a foul here. Yeah, they tagged him on the arm, I was going to say. That's a good call. Dillingham picks up foul number three, so now Colton going to have to be careful. Rest of the way. It's about 3:06 left. You don't want to pick up number four here in this third quarter. Now Smith Osterhout going to come out of the game. Lagan going to come back in it with Shaloy. Starters back in the game for the Whippets. 3:03 to go in the third quarter and trying to cross the timeline. Blocking foul. This time on Peters, I believe. Yep, that's going to be Braylon Peters. First foul of the game. 15 foul, though, so both teams starting to pick up some fouls here in the third quarter. It's 3:02 to go. Long way to go in this one. Still a 20-point lead for Drummond. Peter's now going to come take a seat, and they're going to bring in Austin Longpine for the Bulldogs. Inbounded by O'Keen. Shaloy gives it to Jenkins. Jenkins, far side to King. Right back to Jenkins. Bounced off his foot, and a turnover. Longpine's got it. It's a two-on-two, and he pulls it back. Didn't like it. Nice decision there. Dillingham back to Longpine in the corner. They're both on the near side here on the left. hesitation. Jenkins doing a nice job staying in front of Dillingham. Hands it off to Arnold. Back outside to Ehart. Oh, in the post, almost lost by Mack, who gets it back to Ehart. And they hand it back off to Kelton Arnold, who says, let's slow it down, fellas. Flashes inside in the paint, didn't like it. Back over to the corner to Long Pine. Now Dillingham, this time he's got King on him. Bit of a mismatch here. They can see if they get it back to him. He comes and gets the basketball. He takes it, but they switch. Gets a screen, comes around it inside. Oh, and he's hit hard on a blocking foul as it looked like they were trying to cut him off, and they are really trying to be physical and force the issue. That's going to be on Halverson, at least with Dillingham. That'll be Halverson's third, though. And now Jenkins is going to come out of the game. Briar Roberts is coming in. Another substitution for O'Keefe. Inbounded under the hoop. Arnold gives it over to Long Pine. Right back to Arnold in the corner. On the far side in front of the student section here in Drummond. Bounce pass in the post to Mack. Right back outside. 4-3. Long Pine, or Arnold rather. It's going to rim in and out. Rebound under the hoop. Dillingham. Put back won't drop. And a rebound by Halverson. Good look there by Dillingham. He gets it quickly. But he couldn't get it to drop. Halverson rebound to Roberts. Corner. Head fake. Shaloy drives down left side and gets tagged on the arm before the shot, I believe. And that will be on Connor Mack, and that is three on Mack. And that will be the sixth team foul, so it will be inbounded. It is before the shot. It will be inbounded by O'Keefe under the hoop. And Roberts is going to look for an open teammate. Bounce pass. Halverson flies around a screen, comes up shooting, misses the shot, wouldn't drop. Good look. Rebound Dillingham. Back come the Bulldogs. Long Pine looking around for a teammate. Corner, Ehart drives baseline, cut off, nowhere to go, flips it back to Long Pine. Got lagging on him. He tries to go baseline, runs right into Halverson, and wisely does not shoot that basketball. Gives it back off to Dillingham, and he's going to get tagged for a foul, but on the floor. And that foul is going to be charged to Briar Roberts, and that will be the 15th foul for O'Keefe. So Drummond will inbound it under the hoop now, and they will be inbounded by Aiden Jackson, just came in the basketball game. Jackson, Ehart, Dillingham, Long Pine, and Connor Mack for the Drummond Bulldogs. Long Pine at the top of the key, surveying the floor. Everybody pops down to the baseline. Now they flash up. Ehart gets it. Flashing inside Dillingham in that left block. They don't give it to him. He gives it over to the right side to Connor Mack. Rifles one inside. Right block. Nobody found Arnold in the back underneath the hoop, and he turns and shoots and scores for seven. Great job moving without the basketball by Kelton Arnold. Makes it 46-24, and a nice game tonight for 14. In the corner now to Lagan, back outside. Briar Roberts, baseline. Halverson, skip pass to the wing, drop inside, coming up, shooting Lagan, air ball, rebound, backside. Halverson takes it back up and in for two, and Sam's got nine, brings it back to 20. O'Keefe just can't get it inside of 20 with 41 seconds to go in the third quarter. They've cut it to 20 a few times, and now the Bulldogs trying to break it open with 34 seconds left here in the third quarter. Dillingham drive. Oh, cut away. Stolen away. Goes right to Lagan. Whistles everywhere. Off the loose ball. They're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to go back towards O'Keefe. Lagan took a shot in the head. No call there. And now Halverson's going to come out. They're going to bring in Levi Smith in this last 28.2 seconds. They don't want Halverson picking up foul number four in any way, shape, or form, offensively, defensively, or what have you. William Carbs, sophomore coming in, real good football player for O'Keefe. It's our player of the game during football season. Comes into the free throw line and drops it back out to Roberts, 19 to shoot. They try to throw it in the free throw line. It's poked away by Arnold, and they're going to get a foul. It's poked away right to Mack, who gets tagged in the head. And that's going to be a 1-1 with 16.5 seconds to go. Now bonus time. William Carbs picks up the foul. I thought that was foul number seven. Nope, they're saying foul number six, so it's not 1-1 yet. We're not in the bonus yet with 16.5 seconds to go. Drummond does have the basketball and a 20-point lead and 12 seconds to shoot. Kelton Arnold brings it over. Got Carbs on him. In the wing, Dillingham wide open on the wing for three. Oh, and he missed it. Connor Mack tries to grab the backside rebound, but he stepped on the baseline, and that's going to go back to the O'Keefe Whippets, who still trail by 20 with 4.1 to go. Now, if they can score here, they can get inside 20 for the first time in a while. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, lagging from the half court, and that won't count. And at the end of three, it's 46-26. Drummond leads O'Keefe back with the final frame. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Back here in Drummond, senior night for the Bulldogs, although the basketball team doesn't have any senior. The boys' basketball team doesn't. The girls' basketball team has two. But right now, those Drummond, the young Bulldogs, lead 46-26 over the O'Keen Whippets, who don't have many seniors of their own. Sam Halverson, the only senior that starts here for O'Keen. Right now, they trail by 20 to Drummond here at home. Last game of the regular season. Postseason again begins. Districts begin on Thursday and Friday. Thursday for the girls in some instances, not for Drummond's ladies. Or for that matter, for O'Keen's ladies. Now in the long pine with it. Wing, he's going to drive and heave one up. Took it into traffic and a lot of contact there. Took Austin Longpine all he had to get that shot off. He's going to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. That will be the third foul on Briar Roberts. And now would be the 1-1, but it's a shooting foul, so he's going to shoot a couple. William Carb staying out there for O'Keen. Briar Roberts going to stay out even after that foul. Brody Jenkins out there as well as the free throw drops for the sophomore, Austin Longpine, who's got two, 47-26. Norris going to come back in. Ehart's going to take a seat for Drummond. So Norris, Peters, Longpine, Dillingham, second free throw drops, by the way, for Longpine. And Kelton Arnold has played a lot of minutes tonight. He's going to stay out there as well. Drive across now for Shaloy. They flip it back. Give it over to Jenkins. He tries to back his way in. He drops it back off. Top of the key. Jump stop. Smith got nowhere to go. Gives it back to Jenkins. He flips it over in the wing to Shaloy. Drives baseline. Hand in his face. Fade away off the top of the glass and missed everything but the backboard. And that's going to be a foul on the rebound on Carbs. You can't believe it. That's that football mentality. He ran right into Dillingham, and that's going to be a 1-1 on that board. And Dillingham, who is much skinnier than Carbs, who is a big guy and a strong guy, is Dillingham kind of ripped that away from him there. Carbs got a lot of hand or a lot of arm on that one. He picks up foul number two, and the 1-1 drops for Colton Dillingham, showing the strength there, coming back and hitting that free throw. 49-26, Drummond. They've led since the very beginning. They trailed 3-2 briefly, and the second free throw drops there for Colton Dillingham. 17 points for the freshman, and hasn't really played every minute of this basketball game. He's sat for quite a bit. Drive inside Jenkins, backs everyone in, turns, spins, shoots, won't go. Tries to get his own rebound, still on the ground. Carbs comes away with it, one dribble off the glass, too hard, too strong, and a rebound on the backside, and Dillingham and Carbs go down again on the floor, this time for another rebound. And once again, Carbs getting tagged with the foul. His third, making the most of his minutes out there. Getting physical, and he's kind of shrugging his shoulders. Again, excellent football player is the Carbs, the sophomore. Going to be a really good one for them on the football field. Right now, he's trying to play football out there in the basketball court. Ain't working out as well for him here. Three fouls early. Free throw line for Dillingham. Halverson's going to come in. Carb's going to come out. Norris is going to get a quick come right back out. He just came in a little bit ago, but Ehart's coming in for him. And Colton Dillingham going to get another free throw here. He's three away from a 20-point night, and he's got 18. The freshman, Colton Dillingham, he could get another one here. Can make it 19, and he does. Dropped it down for number 19. 52-26, 7:05 to go, been all Bulldogs. Carbs trying to take it from him. Or not Carbs, I'm sorry, Jenkins. They try to take it from him, and Jenkins tries to throw it forward to Shaloy. Goes out of bounds over Shaloy, and goes right back to O'Keen as it's poked away by Drummond on that loose ball. Back to Shaloy, far wing. He steps into the elbow, drops it off to Halverson, skips the top of the key. Three, Jenkins. That's going to bounce long. Fight for the rebound underneath, and Dillingham skies for another board as he's working on a double-double here tonight in rebounds as he's picked up about six boards tonight. Going to need about four more and 6:33 to go. Now the other side to Dillingham, gets a screen from Arnold, comes around, it comes up shooting, and that's going to come up short. Halverson holds everybody off and gets the board. Quickly over to Jenkins. Brody drives inside, off the glass, that won't fall off the rim. Rebound, but Smith tried to grab the rebounds, poked away from him, and goes back to Drummond. Goes back to Long Pine. Thought about a three in the wing, said no, he gives it to Dillingham. They swing it around to Kelton Arnold on the far wing. They reset. Got Jenkins on Arnold. Skips it into the corner. Long Pine bounces into the post. Nice job backing off of the post. He had Halverson on his back, and that was Ehart who dropped it in for two. And Halverson kind of went to get in front of him, and Ehart caught the great pass from the corner. Now Halverson drives inside into the paint, drops it off to Smith, who dropped another pass, and he's really had a problem holding on to those passes tonight as Levi Smith. That one poked away from behind, stolen back in the team's trade turnovers. Jenkins comes back the other way. This time for O'Keen. Drops it off to Roberts, hand in his face. Wing three, long ball, rebound backside. Shaloy puts it back up. That won't go, and he had another point-blank look and miss by O'Keen. He's had trouble on those blocks with those wide-open lay-ins. And now Drummond with the basketball coming back the other way. 5:14 to go, 54-26. Far side, Dillingham. Gives it back to Arnold, who's got a weird confusion there. Long Pine was right behind him. Now they're going to have to reset. Top of the key goes Arnold. Steps into that free throw line. He's triple team. Flips it to Dillingham. Comes, curls around to the elbow. Comes up jump shooting and misses. Rebound by Smith. Head to Jenkins. Now under five to play. 54-26. Little Euro step inside. Little floater, and that one falls for Cale Shaloy, who's got four. Made it 54-28. So far, Drummond coming out in this fourth quarter, putting the hammer down. The teams did tie that second quarter, 12 to 12. Elbow shot this time, Peters. That's going to come off the front iron. Nice box out. Nice rebound up underneath by Ehart, who turns and shoots and scores. Had Halverson on his back, and looks like we're getting a timeout here by Coach Kokajohn. 56-28 the score. Drummond leads O'Keen. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
K101.
That's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny.
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K101.
Back here in Drummond, 56-28. Home team leads the O'Keen Whippets. Bulldogs 56-28 right now in this one. But elsewhere in the state, Cashin leads Okarchee big, 50-31. Ceiling is pulled back in front of Watonga in a back-and-forth one. 70-62 right now in the fourth quarter. And a big game there for the Ceiling Wildcats. And maybe a tad underrated coming into the postseason. Lomega leads Pine Creek Hunter 61-33. Again, that weird score at the half we have not had an update on. But Timberlake led Pioneer 12-0 at halftime in a weird one. So no update yet. So far in class in that game. But right now in this one, it's 56-28. O'Keen's got the basketball, but with 4:15 to go, going to be hard sledding trying to come back in this one. In fact, we've got some new jerseys out there for the Whippets. Looks like Daxton Swain now has the basketball, 24. And he's going to pick up a foul by Austin Longpine. And that will be Longpine's first, but should be a 1-1 here, and it is. So Daxton Swain gets in the game for about 2 seconds and is now at the free throw line. He's going to stay out there. Carbs is going to stay out there. And the free throw, first part of that free throw won't go. He will not get a second one on the 1-1 and a rebound by Long Pine. Some other Carbs out there with Halverson. Also, Austin King is going to stay out there. And also number 20, Ethan Ponce for the O'Keen Whippets. Drummond with the basketball, though, in a 56-28 lead. Driving side by Longpine. Nice move. Shot won't drop for him. Fight for the rebound. Carb swings those elbows around, and no one's taking it from him. He gets it over to Halverson. Some wide bodies in the game here for O'Keefe. Crossover for King. He gets it over to Ponce. Bounce pass it to Halverson. One dribble. Oh, almost poked away. That was number 10, Aiden Jackson, trying to get the steal. He's going to knock it out of bounds. Stays here. Bryson Schroeder, sophomore in the game for Drummond as well. With Schroeder, Ehart, Jackson. Now we got another by Ash Donaldson, sophomore, going to enter the game. He's going to come in for Ehart. They're going to stay out there. Connor Mack and Longpine out there as well. And another substitution here, Brian Brusino. Going to take it for Sam Halverson. So all the youngsters in now with 3:22 to go, and that was the equivalent of taking a knee here in basketball. So Keane not going to pull this one out, but 3:18 to go. Going to try to get these young guys a look, as both these squads young and every minute important. Carbs fighting his way inside and picked up the foul on Connor Mack. Tried to change directions a couple times. Connor Mack picks up foul number 4. Connor Mack making the most of his minutes tonight. One more and he's fouled out. 3:12 to go. His team well in front though, 56-28. That puts Carbs at the free throw line, and he hoists that one up, and it dies right in the back of the iron and drops for him. An interesting free throw shooting motion for William. He's going to spin it, look it up, kind of puts that left hand behind his head, but it worked. He hit them both. Whatever works for you. Makes it 56-30. It's a 26-point lead for Drummond with 3:05 to go. And the youngsters getting some run now. Ash Donaldson with the basketball. Flips to Mack. Connor Mack cut off, and I think he's getting a call for a put. Yep, that's going to be Carbs. And William Carbs, only playing in this half, has picked up 4 fouls as well. That will put Mack at the free throw line. It's the 10th team foul, so it's a double bonus the rest of the way. Here for Drummond. First one for Matt, and that one's going to rim out and not go. We got more whippets getting ready to come in. That is Wyatt Graham and Kyle Lewis. The 25, Lewis a sophomore, Graham the freshman. Carb's going to take a seat here, and so is King. And everybody emptying the benches on both sides for both of these squads. Second free throw for Matt. He missed them both. Rebound under the hoop. Oh, that's a putback. Is a foul on the putback. Ash Donaldson, nobody boxed him out. He's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two. And that will be the first foul tagged to Daxton Swaim. And that will put Ash Donaldson at the line. Try to get him aboard tonight. First one drops down, and he's going to get in the scorer's table with one. Or get on the scorer's log sheet, or mine, or theirs. Everyone's, really. He's got 1 point. 57-30, but he missed the second one. We're talking too much about it. But Connor Mack gets another rebound for Drummond. Norris back outside, wing three, and he dropped it down. Tyler Norris with 9, all of them from deep. 60-30, 30-point lead. Ponce with the basketball for the Whippets. He's going to dribble all the way around. No one stopped ball. He got all the way to the block, and then he flipped it back outside to perimeter. I'm sorry, that wasn't Ponce. That was Brusino to Ponce. And then they turn it over. Quickly stolen there by Aiden Jackson. Jackson rifles one down right side. Donaldson fade away. That won't go. Rebound picked up by O'Keefe, and that rebound was by Wyatt Graham, who just came in the game and trying to throw it back down the other way. It's poked away by Drummond and Norris. Goes out of bounds, and more substitutions. Looks like William Walter and Eli Kapke. Sophomore for Drummond. Here with 2:22 to go, a 30-point lead for the Bulldogs. Brusino with it. Corner, three from the corner. That's going to go down and come back out again for Swaim. Didn't get it to drop. Drive into the paint. Jump stop. Coming up. Oh, and Swaim thought he got all ball. He was trying to block it on Aiden Jackson. They're going to say he fouled him. And Jackson going to go to the free throw line. Swaim with a look of disbelief. But he may have gotten all ball. I don't know, but they're going to call the foul at any rate. And that will be 2 on Swaim. A couple free throws coming here for Jackson, who knocks it down. Aiden Jackson on the scoreboard. 61-30. And someone's got to get the basketball. Just going to roll all the way over there. Finally, they pick it up and flip it down to the ref. Good job, Bryson Schroeder, or we would have been sitting here for a while. Now they get it to the free throw line again. Aiden Jackson, that second one won't drop. Long rebound. Brusino tracks it down. He's got to get out of trouble. He's got Jackson on him. Oh, and he dribbled the ball on the baseline, lost the basketball. Unforced error there. And getting a little sloppy here. Where Drummond had anyone left on the bench. I guess they do. They got a couple guys coming in now. Drive left side off the glass. Won't fall for Schroeder. Gets his own board. Flips it back outside. Ooh, that ball mishandled by Jackson going for the steal as Ponce gets it ahead to Brasino. 2-on-1. He's going to drive inside. Picks up contact and foul on the ground. And that foul going to be tagged to Donaldson, his first. But that will be a 1-and-1 here for Brasino. Knight's team foul for Drummond and more substitutions. And Blake Richter is one, and Kenton Jones is the other one. So a couple youngsters checking in for the Drummond Bulldogs. Free throw, Brasino, and he knocked it down. He's going to get another one. Everyone took off. They forgot he gets two. But Brasino on the board with one. Makes it 61-31 with a minute 51 to go. All Drummond tonight. They led briefly, or they trailed briefly, 3-2, and then that was it. And they turned on the Jets, and too much defense. No one stopped ball. Coming up shooting in the miss that time by Richter. Fight for the board. He grabs it himself. He's going to cross over. The crowd rooting for him, trying to get buckets. That one's kicked almost out of bounds, but saved. But saved right back to the O'Keen Whippets. Aiden Jackson tried to save it on the sideline. Ponce. Well, high dribble, flips it back outside. Now mid-post, one dribble, dropped off, inside into the paint. Nowhere to go for Kyle Lewis, and he gets called for a travel. He was trying to throw it down the baseline, shuffled his feet, and gets another turnover with a minute 17 to go. 30-point lead. Picking up the dribbles, Richter, now from the elbow. It's Walter, gives it back up, and a travel. Kapke's had it at the top of the key, shuffled his feet. And getting sloppy here with some of the youngsters in the game, or some of the guys coming off the bench. A minute 7 to go, Drummond well in front. Again, both these teams moving on to that district. Quick 3 there on the wing, won't go. Falling over there for Ponce. Going to rebound up under the hoop, and that's going to be Kapke. Comes away with it, flips it quickly ahead. Back out to Richter, behind the 3-point line. Steps back and hands it back off to Donaldson. And they flip it over to the far side. Kenton Jones, post, turn, shoot. Back iron won't fall there for Walter. Rebound the opener. They've taken it back up and in, and it drops. And Kenton Jones on the board with a couple. 63-31, 32 seconds left here. Drummond in front of O'Keen. They've led almost the entire time. Now back mid-post, back outside. We're going to get a three. Ponce off the rim, backboard off the rim, won't drop. And coming away with his Richter on a fast break. Nobody back there. He's going to take it off the glass. Oh, won't drop. Rebound, inside foul in the end. One goes down for Kenton Jones. Off the rebound, put back. He's going to go to the foul line. That foul going to be tagged to Daxton Swain, who's picked up his third. The and one attempt off the back iron won't drop. Rebound underneath by Walter. Heaves one up. That won't go. A fight for the board underneath with 11 seconds left and a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to go back to the Whippets here in this one. See if we can find some other updated scores. Omega beating Pond Creek 61-33. Byside losing 71-60 to Hydro on the guy's side. Quick three there by Ponce. Won't drop. There's 2 seconds left, and Richter's not going to get a shot off here. That's going to do it for this one. 65-31, the Drummond Bulldogs hold serve here on senior night. They're going to pull this one out. We're going to be back to wrap this one up. Get your leading scores and get you on your way this evening. Again, final score here on the boys' side, 65-31. Drummond beats O'Keen. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
Did you know that you can pre-qualify online for a home loan with Bank 7 at mortgage.bank7.com? Bank 7 offers a wide range of mortgages suited for all types of borrowers, including USDA rural, VA, and FHA loans, which are great for first-time home buyers. Pre-qualify online at mortgage.bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a mortgage specialist in Woodward today.
Flexible terms available subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender and MLS 677-297.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachie could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful, because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Mom was always very organized.
But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here in Drummond, the home team comes out on top of this one. 65-31, the Drummond Bulldogs led by 19 from the freshman Colton Dillingham, who was electric tonight. Also, Tyler Norris finishing with 9, all on the three ball here tonight for Drummond. 7 points apiece for Kelton Arnold, who played a lot of minutes tonight, did a lot of little things on the floor here for Drummond. And Braylon Peters with 7, efficient 7 there for Braylon, and 6 for Blake Allen, who fouled out tonight. 3 for Austin Longpine, 4 for Kenton Jones, all these guys coming off the bench. Aiden Jackson had a point, Ash Donaldson had a point. Caden Ehart had 6 points. So everybody getting in on the scoring action there for Drummond in the victory. For the losing effort, the O'Keefe Whippets, they dropped to 8-14. A lot of fouls tonight for them. A lot of guys racking up some fouls. 4 fouls for a lot of fellas, but 9 for Brody Jenkins and Sam Halverson, the 2 leading scorers. They come away with 9 tonight. Kale Shaloy had 4. Briar Roberts with 3. Connor Lagan with 1. Also, Brian Brasino with 1. Austin King with 2. And 2 for William Carbs off the bench for the O'Keefe Whippets in a losing effort. Both teams moving on to the district. It's going to start with Geary for O'Keefe. They're going to get them first. They're going to have to three other teams in that district. That game's going to be Friday at 8. They got to win it to move on. If they do, they'll get the winner of Sweetwater and Mountain View Godibo, who's hosting that. It's going to be down in Mountain View for the guys. And for the Drummond Bulldogs, they're going to get a bye in that first round, so they don't have to win the first game. They're going to get the winner, Pond Creek Hunter and Wacomas. Pond Creek down big to Lomega, 61-33 currently right now, so they'll be coming off a loss into that one in order to beat Wacomas, who is also no score yet on them. So that's going to be the district there for the Drummond Bulldogs. Again, they move to 19-4, pretty good record. Again, unranked, but a dangerous squad there going into those Class A postseason if you don't know about them. And some young squad, but a squad that can certainly get some buckets as they did tonight. So we want to thank, first of all, before we get out of here, we want to thank everybody here in Drummond on senior night. It was fantastic having us. Gracious host as usual, and it has been a great atmosphere here in senior night. So a lot of atmosphere here as we get ready for postseason basketball. Round ball roundup is over. We're going to move on to Road to the Big House starting this weekend. I want to thank our sponsors, Moore's Roofing, Bank 7, H&R Block. Couldn't do it without you guys making it happen and paying the bills here for Round Ball Roundup, as it was a great season, another great season of basketball. And now we're going to move on to win the games a matter times two. Right now, we want to thank the crew as well. CJ Montgomery, Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, BJ Gonzalez, all back in the studio making the magic happen. Sean Kelly working the board, the ones and twos, working two boards. And we had a couple technical difficulties tonight, and he's handled it like a master, as he usually does. Tyler Riggs working the board there. Woodward Boomers in Alva tonight. And no word yet there. No update on exactly what's going on with the Boomers as boys and girls playing. It looks like the boys right now are making a tough game in the fourth quarter, 39-33 against third-ranked Alva. So good on Woodward is hanging around trying to beat those Gold Bugs currently in Alva. That's a game in 4A right now. So I want to thank Tyler as well. Brooke Williams, owner-operator at K101. Couldn't do it without Brooke making it happen and making the wheels turn there at K101. So I want to thank all the crew as usual. So from Drummond, final scores here. The guys win this one. Drummond Bulldog men win 65-31. The O'Keefe Lady win. Whippets winning big in the first one, 44-25. We will see you on Friday. We will be at the districts, and we will be in Visalia for a tough district. Fargo, Gage, Fort Supply, Shattuck, and Visalia all in a district game, and I don't know, you can't say many times that any one of those teams could come out of there, and it would not surprise me. That is going to be a good one down in Visalia. We're going to have it for you Friday night and Saturday night. Actually, Friday night going to start depending on who's playing here. It's going to be Shattuck, Fargo, Gage, Fort Supply, or Shattuck, Fargo, Gage, Fort Supply, and Visalia. Visalia's boys get the bye, and Shattuck's girls, I believe, get the bye in that one. So that will be they will play in the second night. So that's it for here for Drummond. We want to thank you all for listening. We want to thank everybody for coming out and having us out here. Join us again as playoffs start next week. District start. Road to the Big House starts. And join us from Visalia next week for the district games. For everybody here in Drummond, for everybody back at the studio, I'm Trent Caldwell. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a great night.
You've been listening to Round Ball Roundup on your Tri-State Sports Leader, K101. Round Ball Roundup has been brought to you by Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. And H&R Block. Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. The executive producer of Round Ball Roundup is Brooke Williams. This has been a presentation of K101, your Tri-State leader in sports. K101.